rocking in your seat.
Oh, oh, the big beat, baby.
Yeah, the big beat keeps you rocking in your sleep.
Oh, oh, the big beat, baby.
Well, you clap your hands and then you stomp your feet. You got to move when you hear that beat. The big beat keeps you rocking in your seat.
Oh, oh, the big beat, baby.
Old grandpa just to make 80 years old. Oh, man, it's crazy about this rocking and roll. Big beat gets in your soul. It makes you jump and then it makes you roll. Old Grandpa Hall just make 80 years old.
Oh, big beat, baby.
Big leg Joe, he threw his crutch away. The big beat makes you act this way. Well, come on, gang, let's swing and sway. The big beat makes you act this way. Big leg Joey, he threw his crutch away.
Oh, oh, big beat, baby.
This is Lou Rollo. Welcome to the January 15th, 2015 edition of the Big Beat Show right here on WRSU-FM. It's been a while since I've been here. Do I look familiar? Look at me. I look kind of familiar, right? Well, we'd open up with the Blue Jays on Milestone Records from 1961, and that was called Rock, Rock, Rock. Now, let's see if I got things going right here. If I'm in the right place. Yeah, that looks good. We're going to go now to Duke Records. April or May 1954. Here are the Sultans. We're back here on WRSU with a good thing, baby.
You're just a good thing, baby. And I love you so. Just a good thing, baby. And I love you so. I follow you, baby. Wherever you go. You got good love, and you look so fine. You got good love, and you look so fine. Well, I won't be happy to hear your mind or mine.
But when I see you, baby, my love don't stop.
I follow you, baby, all over town, good thing. And I love you so. I follow you wherever you go.
Oh, baby.
was just a good thing, baby.
And
I love you so. Just a good thing, baby. And I love you so. I'll follow you, baby. Wherever you go. You've got good loving. And you look so fine. You've got good loving. And you look so fine. Well, I won't be happy to hear you mine, oh mine. Don't leave me, baby. Baby, please don't go. Don't leave me, baby. Baby, please don't go. Without your love, I can't go on.
You ain't nothing but a good
thing.
You ain't nothing but a good thing. You ain't nothing but a good thing. You ain't nothing but a good thing. You ain't nothing but a good thing. You ain't nothing but a good thing.
Baby, you're the one for me. Baby, you were meant for me. I'm madly in love with you. Loving you is such a treat. When you kiss, you can't be beat. Tell me that you love me too. I love the way you walk.
Oh.
I love the way you talk.
Uh-huh.
I love the way you hold me tight.
Yeah.
I love the way you tease.
Oh.
I love the way you squeeze. I love the way you kiss goodnight. Baby, you're the one for me. You're as fine as you can be. Never, never let you go. Kiss goodnight. Baby, you're the one for me. You're as fine as you can be. Never, never let you go. Never, never let you go. Never, never let you go.
This is Vernon Britton of the Hurricanes, and you're listening to the Big Beat Show.
Well, I'm looking over a four-leaf clover that I overlooked before. Maybe when I find that clover, she'll be over knocking at my door. And you're fine for the leaf, and I adore you, and thank you, Jeannie. Oh,
Robert Rivera and the Hemlocks on Fury Records from 1957. And Cora Lee. And just before that, Buddy Milton and the Twilighters on RPM Records from December 1954. We heard Ooh Wah. And that female voice in there, I'm absolutely certain that Zola Taylor of the Platters sounds exactly like her, and she was on the RPM label at about that time. The Sultans gave us Good Thing Baby on Duke Records from April or May, maybe, 1954. Gonna hear another cut by the Sultans on Duke. August 1954, for sure, on this one. Here they are, and Baby, Don't Put Me Down.
I'll be around, baby, about half past ten. We'll chuck and dive and let the love begin. Let's ride. Oh, baby, let's ride. Everyone, let's ride. Baby, don't put me down. First you have been sweet and play and tea. Come on, baby, just want to see. Let's ride. Oh, baby, let's ride. Hey, pretty baby, let's ride. Baby, don't put me down. Let's ride, let's ride.
Oh, heck no.
Let's ride, let's ride. I need a fine thing just like you. Come home and hide it from my trouble. Let's ride.
about that one? Four Lonely Nights, that's called, by the Kashmirs on the Lake label. It was recorded February 9th, 1960, and issued in April of that year. Those Kashmirs and Four Lonely Nights. The Sultans on Duke gave us Baby Don't Put Me Down from August 1954. Well, it's been a few weeks since I've been here, huh? We got technical problems at the station. I had car problems last week and several other things. I know that many of you realize that there's always a different show archived at vocalgroupharmony.com. Actually, we put up some shows from that I did back in 1999 and 2000. So vocalgroupharmony.com always has some great stuff there. I want to say happy birthday to Dave Savia, too, by the way. He's my great engineer, and don't know what I'd do without him after the show, anyway. And a wonderful man, too. So happy birthday to you, Dave. And I'm just beginning to feel comfortable here back in the studio, getting my feet warm again and trying to figure out where everything is and how to operate. And I think I got, so far, fairly good. The next two on Roadhouse Records 45s. A lot of things were recorded in early 1953 for a woman in the D.C. area called Lillian Claiborne. She owned the D.C. label. And she did put some records out, but there's a lot of unreleased material, too, that she had. And it came out on Roadhouse in the early 70s. So we're going to play two of them for you now. The first one is by a group called the Blue Jays. This is not the Blue Jays that we open up tonight's show with on Milestone, a completely different group from that area, recorded in March of 1953. We're going to hear Could I Adore You? Then right after that, a group called the Serenaders, from about the same time with Sunset. The first one was not issued till 1972. On the Roadhouse label, and the second one that we're going to hear in 1974 on the Roadhouse label. So here are the Blue Jays and the Serenaders on the Big Beat Show.
Could I adore you more in my arms? I'm in the trance, made so by your charms. Could I adore you more?
Do, 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 do.
Could I adore you more in the night when the moon is shining so bright? I'm saying, my dear, that yes, I
like me, it's a time.
So
Now, boys and girls, we have a little change in tempo.
Here's a complete discussion show with all the modern tastes of today's exciting radio.
That said, we're going to tell you what I just played on that last set. Dear Ruth by the Universals on the Ascot label from 1963. So what we just heard, and as I said before, some really, you know, primitive stuff, not really ripe for distribution at the time. The quality probably wasn't that great even when they first recorded it, but the master tapes were found by people at Roadhouse Records and issued in the early 70s. We heard Sunset by the Serenaders, came out in 74, and just ahead of that, on Roadhouse, the Blue Jays and Could I Adore You. And I got several announcements. right now, so get ready for this. All right, first of all, starting in February 4th, actually, at the Pollack Gallery in Monmouth University for the entire month of February. There's a really fine exhibition down in Asbury Park that Charlie and Pam Horner put together, and it's right on the corner. You could drive in, and plenty of parking. You can get in there. That's at the Monmouth University. You'll see a lot of photos and records and sheet music, et cetera, and a lot of interesting things going way back to the 30s, right up until the modern era. So there you go. I'll be telling you more about that next week, too, right? And one more thing before we get to the Dixie Hummingbirds song live. A new book has come out called Encyclopedia of Pop Music Aliases, 1950 to 2000, which is really, I guess that's the title is okay, but it's not just pop music, it's rhythm and blues, a lot of it, and rock and roll. So if you open the book up and you go to, let's say, the Flamingos, I just happen to open up page 133, it'll tell you they were also known as the Starglows on ATCO, and that was in 1963, but they're better known as the Flamingos, who are on Chance, Checker, Decca, and Parrot, Phillips, Polydor, and Ronz. They were active from 1953 to, you know what I'm saying? From 1953 to 1975. So the alias part has to do with the name the Starglows, but there's much, much more information. A nice whole page about the Flamingos. Here's the four buddies on the next page. They're also known as the Four Buds on one label. In Savoy, they started in 1951, had no hit singles, sometimes called the Barons on Decca, etc., etc. Bobby Leschak is the author of this thing. He goes in the name, the very formal Bob Leschak, but we know him as Bobby L. Bobby Leschak. A really, really good book. And it's published by Roman and Littlefield. That's R-O-W-M-A-N and Littlefield Publishing Group. It's probably available at all the bookstores. Wherever you buy books, you know, Barnes & Noble, they'll have it or get it for you. Also probably available on the internet. And it's also, you could go to the publisher, which is on the internet, www.roman.com. All right? Encyclopedia of Pop Music. Just out a few weeks now. And I tell you, I was impressed by it. Bobby's written a whole bunch of other books. This one, I really, really like, and it is, let's see, about 400 pages of stuff, and then there's a great index also, so you can look things up that way, okay? So I do recommend that book, Encyclopedia of Pop Music Aliases, 1950 to the year 2000. And now let's see if we can go to the Dixie Hummingbirds live here in New Brunswick. Recorded November 14th, 1976 at the Tabernacle Baptist Church, New Brunswick, New Jersey, and it was produced by Ira Tucker, so you know this is really good, and it's on the Peacock Spiritual Series CDs. I don't think it's available anymore. It might be. You never know. Probably on the internet, all right? So we're going to hear two by the Dixie Hummingbirds. First, something that they did on an album recorded in the studio. We're going to hear a live version of Who Are We? And then we'll hear a live version of the Dixie Hummingbirds, this time without Paul Simon, when they had a kind of a hit record with Loves Me Like a Rock. But this is without Paul Simon and live. So let's go back to Who Are We? By the Dixie Hummingbirds right here in New Brunswick.
A little number that we're hoping you're going to enjoy, featuring Brother Ira Tucker, a young man who composed this number. He called it the autobiography on the Dixie Hummingbirds, a little number that tells about how we used to run up and down the highways with our pockets clean, meaning that we didn't have any money. It tells about us going to places looking to find a lot of people to sing to and running into Slim. He means by that, well, we only had a handful of people. Let's say amen. Give Brother Tucker a great big hand as he brings to you Who Are We?
Well, way down south where we came from, in the land of the good sunshine, they have a little bird that flies around, humming all the time. One day in the spring, while the birds were humming, James B. Davis overheard, and then he decided to name his group the Dixie Hummingbirds. So we've been singing for the master ever since we were in our team, riding down the highways and all of our pockets clean. We manage to sing every now and then. Most of the time when we would render a program, we'd always run into Slim. You know, Slim could be the difference in a meal or maybe none. And Slim is when you look for 300 people and you don't see but 21. But we've been singing for the master ever since we were in our team, riding down the highways and all of our pockets.
Here is your music for today.
Mama loves me like a rock.
Man, the devil would call my name. I said, who do?
acts you'll ever want to hear. Actually, if you ever saw them in person, they're just unbelievable. I did a few times. That was "Loves Me Like a Rock," recorded here live, November 14th, 1976, the Tabernacle Baptist Church right here in New Brunswick. Hope you enjoyed those two. Before that, we heard "Who Are We?" All right, let's change the pace and go back to a 45 from 1958. This is really different, you know, and has an electronically produced glottal stop. A couple of them in this. This group is called the Cymbals, and we're going to hear "Blue Autumn."
Only
The Pentagons on Donna Records from 1961. Before that, we heard The Cymbals on Stanson and Blue Autumn from 1958. And I wanted to put this in a three-record set. We're going to go now to Vita Records, February 1956. Here's Big Boy Groves and a group, and You Can't Beat the Horses.
Long shots, parlays, and daily doubles has caused me ulcers, headaches, and all kinds of troubles. I done bet more horses than the post office got stamps. But the horses is eating good, and I got miss meal cramps.
Oh, you can't beat the horses, no matter how you try.
If I could pick a horse to win, place, or show, I wouldn't be so broke, hungry, and poor. But I done lost so much money playing them across the board that I wouldn't bet on silver if the Lone Ranger rode.
Oh, you can't beat the horses, no matter how you try.
Scratch sheets, racing farms, and paraphernalia has caused me to be nothing but a tramp and a complete failure. I done lost my car and done pawned all my clothes. I done even lost my wife and I'm sleeping outdoors.
Oh, you can't beat the horses, no matter how you try.
You know, them horses done just about run me crazy. Yeah, since I've been playing them horses, I ain't got a bit of sense. And when I say sense, I mean C-E-N-T-S, sense.
Be my love anywhere, everywhere. If it's you, I don't care. Please stay with me. Be my love. Ooh-wee, baby, you look good to me. Oh, baby, can't you see? Please stay with me. Be my love. Me, impress me, kiss and never pass me by, cause I still love you. Please love me, until my dying day. Never change to rearrange all the stars of fire we made. Never try to concentrate on any other handsome face. Please stay with me, my love. Please stay with me.
love, 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 is in love, love.
Listen to those ding-dong bells. So kind and true, but now she has gone. What shall I do? So kind and true, but now she has gone. What shall I do
for
those ding?
Can't you hear the bells?
Those ding
spells
the message that was untrue.
Those ding
bells for you.
How about that? With a little a cappella there by the Casanovas from April 1957, something that they were recording for Apollo, but that, of course, wasn't issued. Now, April 1957 is a date of recording of that, but unreleased. Before that, the Casanovas again, July 1955, which is also was also unreleased. Please Be My Please Be My Love. I believe it was unreleased. I'll check that out. And we also heard Johnny Firestone and group with a male female group with a male bass on the D&M label, and it came out on Elmont Records a little later on in 1958. But right now, let's finish up with something you just might like on Rainbow Records. Here are the Swans and My True Love.
Oh, my true love. I'm searching for you, darling, my true love. Oh, my true
tell you what we're doing here. This is a special 40 minutes of the Big Beat Show. I'm taking this opportunity to play a lot of cuts off of this virtually fairly new double CD from Ace Records in England, but it's all over the place in the United States, of course, and everywhere probably in the world. 50 cuts, and it says 34 sides make their debut here, although I think some of them were on other CDs with alternate versions and may even get around to playing some of them. Now, I don't usually promote a CD like this, but of the 50, I probably put, there's about 30 of them that are worth playing here on the Big Beat Show. And we started off with, by the way, the Music City label is out of California, and a lot of their stuff was kind of rough, you know what I mean, not real polished, but some of this stuff here is really, really polished. Some of it is somewhat incomplete, as you know from listening to this show before, maybe not polished enough for issue, but a lot of these things are absolutely fantastic, all right? So we started off with that one by a group, and I'm not sure the dates of recording on these either, by the way. And I'm not going to give you much more background on the Music City label because it's all over the place on the internets and magazines, and the best thing to do is probably get the CD. There's another CD, too, that came out at the same time with 30 cuts on it, and most of them are also unissued, but most of that stuff is fast. I may have some time to do some jump stuff later on. I think I'd like to. But virtually everything on this 50-song CD is a ballad. That was Angel in My Heart by The Holidays. This is a group called The Italics, and There's a Girl.
Sing this song. I hope that you will never do me wrong, because I love you with all my heart and soul.
So please don't go.
another one. That's really nice. Jimmy Cicero and the Five Christels. Now, that name, Five Christels, sounds familiar. I think they had some records out there in California somewhere. That's called Sherry. Now, you got to get your head together. This is not, New York stuff, and it's not Chicago either. It's got that heavy R&B West Coast sound. So we just heard Sherry by Jimmy Cicero and the Five Christels, and now here's The Trial by the Pagans, who did have one release on the label in 1960. The Trial.
I stand before the judge and the jury. You are the judge.
will the outcome be? That's by Al Lewis and the Modernistics. That was issued on Music City in early 1960. And the Pagans gave us The Trial. This is some really interesting stuff on this kind of odd label. Not a popularly well-known label, but certainly had a lot of really interesting stuff. You know, I've got the CD, and you get a CD, you put on, let's see, what's good? You put the first one, well, that's really good. You figure the second one's going to be, like, fair, you know. And it was way better than fair, so I said, wow. And I went down the list, both CDs of this stuff, and I was just stunned by the amount of great music that there is, and that's why I'm glad I got this extra 40 minutes to feature this CD. All right, we just heard What Will the Outcome Be? Now, an unreleased cut by Curtis Payne and Group, and this is called That's Why I Love You So on this brand new CD on Ace Records.
Oh, why? Why do I love you so, you know?
Wah, wah, wah.
You're the only girl for me, you know.
Wah.
That's why I love you so.
I love you so.
Oh, why? Why is it time to go, you know?
Wah, wah, wah.
Please don't walk out the door, you know?
Wah.
That's why I love you so.
I love you so.
Oh, why? Why do I love you so?
Wah, wah, wah.
You're the girl for me, you know. That's why I love you so.
I love you so.
Your lips ask a question, mine correspond, telling you, dear, that you be in my arms. I know that you are the girl of my dreams. You are the girl that I ever see. Why? Why do I love you so? You're the only girl for me, you know. That's why I love you so. That's why I love you so.
You listen to the Big Beat Show.
Hey.
My name is Curly Dinkins.
And my name is Gaynell Hodge.
And my name is Leon.
And we are the Flames.
The Hollywood Flames.
Flames.
How about the Hollywood Flames?
Okay, let's go back to the old name then.
Okay.
Good. Let's do it again, okay?
Hi.
You listen to the Big Beat Show. My name is Curly Dinkins.
My name is Gaynell Hodge.
And my name is Leon Hughes.
Oh, well,
waiting for you. Each night I pray that I'll hear you say you care for me as I care for you. So baby, please let me know if you still want me. Please tell me so.
As you know, usually when a company still has something a cappella, that means the a cappella thing was a demo, you know, to show the company what they could do or just to start out and see if the owners liked it. But what great harmony on that one, the Dial Tones and I'll Wait for You. And just ahead of that, also a cappella, Curtis Payne, an uncredited group with That's Why I Love You So. All right, we're going on, keeping going on. I got time for a few more. I got about, let's see, 15 minutes left. This group did have one record on the label in 1958. The Holidays is the name of the group, and the name of the song is P.S. My Darling.
You got my letter. I sent to you.
Yeah.
was the Midnights, and that was called No Other Way Around. That one was not issued. The Holidays, P.S. My Darling, not issued, but as I said, they did have one record issued in 1958. Let me remind you, I'm playing these from Music City Vocal Group's doubles, two CDs, and it's called Greasy Love Songs of Teenage Romance, Regret, Hope, and Despair, and the CD number is CDTOP2-1385. CDTOP2-1385. The other CD, and it looks like I'm going to have time to play something from this other CD, is a single CD with a lot of up-tempo stuff and a lot of it unreleased, is called Rock and Roll It, Mambo Stroll It, Music City Vocal Groups. And the number of that CD is CDCHD1410. So I'm going to do a couple of up-tempo things, but not just yet. I want to play, I'm going to play one more here by the Clicks, who did have two records issued, one in 1958 and one in 1959. We're going to hear Our Love Is Here to Stay by the Clicks.
It's very clear.
Wow, wow, wow.
McDaniel, the lead singer originator of the Four Deuces, and you're listening to the Big Beat Show, WRSU-FM in New Brunswick.
Well, I said,
darling, I'll be white port, take a little drink and see. You just can't miss with Italian twist, carnival. White port wine, it tastes so fine. Italian twist, carnival.
Dance with white port wine.
Well, I said,
Dugan, a beam, LJ, it really tastes good to me. Won't you take a drink with me? It is a good, good wine. It really make you feel so fine.
So fine, so fine, so fine.
Well, I went to the store when they opened up.
Lemon juice, coolest little drink I had ever had. Filled with lemon, decorated with mint. To the hatch and down went.
Went down easy.
Went down easy. I only meant to get myself in. Another little drink, it was cool and sweet. I'm so tall I can't see my feet. I'm so blind I can't find the floor. Swear somebody done moved that door.
Went down easy.
Went down easy. I only meant to get myself in the groove. Scared to move. White port and then I said, I can't even find my head. Somebody lead me to a seat that's soft. Let me sit down and sleep it off.
Went down easy,
baby, baby.
Went down easy.
Oh, 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 oh. I only meant to get myself in the
tempo by the Four Deuces, an alternate version of something that did come out. That's on the single CD. I got time for just one more, and I'm going to give you something by the Echo Tones called Dry Your Eyes, and it's also a really good one. I'm going to give you more information about this CD next week if we need it, but I want to thank everyone for listening tonight. May harmony be with you. Until next time, hear the Echo Tones and Your Eyes.